Start the day's other headlines in Canada. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says his province is pulling a TV ad that had led President Trump to pause all trade negotiations with Canada. At issue was the ad's argument against U.S. tariffs.
But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer.
The ad features parts of a 1987 radio address by former President Ronald Reagan, but it leaves out the fact that Reagan was speaking after he himself had imposed tariffs. President Trump fired back, writing this morning that Canada cheated and got caught. Today, Prime Minister Mark Carney said Canada can't control U.S. trade policy, but he hopes negotiations can resume.
We stand ready to pick up on that progress and build on that progress when the Americans are ready to have those discussions, because it will be for the benefit of workers in the United States, workers in Canada, and families in both of our countries.
Before the uproar over the TV ad, Carney had said he aims to double his country's exports to countries other than the U.S. because of President Trump's tariffs. Secretary of State Marco Rubio expressed confidence today that the tenuous ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas would hold. But he warned all parties that the deal must work because, as he put it, there is no other alternative.
We're all committed to making this plan work. There is no plan B. This is the best plan. It's the only plan. It's one that we think can succeed. It's plan one that we believe it's on the way to success.
Rubio spoke while on a visit to a U.S.-led coordination center near Gaza. He's just the latest U.S. official to visit the facility this week, following Vice President J.D. Vance and envoy Steve Witkoff. Rubio's visit comes as Gaza residents try to return to their lives 2 weeks after the ceasefire took effect. For those in Gaza City, there's widespread uncertainty over when reconstruction can begin.
I couldn't find any place other than here. I'm sitting in front of my house. Where else can I go? In front of the rubble, every day I look at my home and feel sorrow for it. But what can I do?
Against that backdrop, there are two major issues that remain before the next phase of the Gaza ceasefire can proceed. Hamas has not agreed to disarm, and Israel has not yet agreed to the composition of an international peacekeeping force that would remain inside Gaza. New York Attorney General Letitia James pleaded not guilty today to federal charges she committed mortgage fraud. Her supporters cheered as she left a federal courthouse in Virginia this morning. President Trump has pressed the Justice Department to pursue the case against James, who launched a civil fraud case against him back in 2022. Today, she accused the administration of targeting those who, in her words, stood up for the rule of law.
This is not about me. This is about all of us. And about a justice system which has been weaponized. A justice system which has been used as a tool of revenge.
James is the third adversary of Mr. Trump's to face federal charges this month alone, following former FBI Director James Comey and Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Her trial is scheduled for January of next year. The Pentagon confirmed today that it has accepted a $130 million donation from a private donor to help pay the military during the government shutdown. The donation is raising both legal and ethical questions over the use of private funds to pay troops. There are currently 1.3 million active duty service members, so that means the gift, while significant, amounts to about $100 each. During an event yesterday, President Trump said the person offering the funds was a friend of his who wished to remain anonymous. The Labor Department reported this morning that inflation rose 3% in September when compared to the same time last year. That's the highest reading since January, but not as bad as some economists had feared. And it's likely welcome news for Fed officials who have signaled that they'll cut interest rates at their meeting next week. That inflation report also helped drive stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped nearly 500 points on the day. The NASDAQ rose around 260 points. The S&P 500 added around 50 points to end the week. Still to come on the News Hour, the government shutdown leaves many critical workers unpaid, resorting to food banks to survive. David Brooks and Kimberly Atkins-Store discuss the ongoing government shutdown and the latest political headlines. And we look back on 50 years of the PBS NewsHour.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.